opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to another Mic Live. I actually am your guest host for this day, should I say. My name is Kersha Riley. I am the spiritual daughter of the very own Pastor Mike McDuffie. Not only am I that, but I am a dedicated member of the historical Calvary Baptist Church here in Paterson, New Jersey, where I am under the leadership of Reverend Randall Lassiter. So, hi. Hi, how are you doing? How is everyone doing? I hope you all are great today. I actually was asked to come not too long ago, but the Lord said to ever be ready, to ever be ready. So when he let me know that he was calling me to do something, I had to answer that call. I could not run away from the call. I could not say, no, I won't be available. I had to just jump right on it. Actually, today I will be covering the fight of your life, the importance of the right covering, the importance of the right covering. Recently, I actually saw hello, Crystal. I'm actually live as well on my Facebook. So hello, everyone. Go on and click share and invite a friend, invite a believer as we cover the importance of the right covering. Holy Spirit, operate in the room right now. That's all I'm going to ask you to do is come and operate. Decrease me and increase nothing but you. So everything that I speak is nothing but God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So as I was watching the video, it was a video of a bear and a tiger, and they're fighting. They're fighting. For the bear was now, she found herself in the fight of her life. Many of you listening, many of you watching, you're in the fight of your life. You feel defeated many times. You feel like giving up many times. But then when you have 5 seconds to think about the covering in which you have, you know that you're okay. You know that you got this. You know that you got this. So right now I had to cover myself and say, devil, you are a liar, for I am the daughter of the Most High God, for I have all authority and power, and I can sit on this radio station and talk to his people. Okay. So now, as I looked at the video of the tiger and the bear, it actually said that it was a mother bear protecting her cub. For the tiger had laid wait watching for the cub. It wanted to devour the cub. It wanted to devour the child. For we all know that we are children of God. So the enemy, the tiger, much like the enemy, is just looking around, seeking out who he can devour, seeking out who he can attack. But how many of you know, just like I know, that we serve the great I am, and not only is he the great I am, but he's our father. So being that he's our father, what he does is he covers us and he protects us from things seen and unseen. See, that cub was just living its life. That cub did not know of the danger that he was walking into, did not know what was happening, what may happen. But really what ended up happening is the mother saw. Like the father, the mother saw the danger that was coming, that was threatening her child. So here she was, she found herself in the fight of her life. It felt like the world had attacked her. It felt like the world had fallen on her. Many of you listening to me right now, you feel like the world has fallen on you. You feel like the world has fallen on you. And I'm here to tell you that the devil is a liar. For you serve the great I am. And the great I am is giving you all strength and authority. See, here's the bear. The bear had the right covering at the right time. See, God, he has different levels of covering. Different levels of covering. See, when I say the word covering, when you look it up in the dictionary, it simply says a thing used to cover something, typically in order to protect or conceal it. So when I read that, I said, okay, I'm somebody. I'm something to be covered. I'm something to be concealed. I'm something to be protected. See, this bear, her baby was something to cover. Her baby was something that she knew that she needed to fight to protect. Many of us, when we hear the word covering, we begin to see a blanket and a roof. But a lot of times in that moment, we yet to think of God as that covering, to see God as that covering. See, the roof and the blanket, they're both seen as comfort and protection. Once you understand your relationship in Christ, once you understand that you are a direct descendant of God, once you understand that you are the sister and brother of Christ, you have to understand that once you accepted him in your life, you also accepted the covering. See, that bear had a special covering on her. That bear had a special covering on her, for that bear was covered in hair. All of us are covered in some amount of hair, whether it's a minimal or a great large amount. See, the bear is covered in a lot of hair. So when I looked at this video, I'm looking at the bear and I'm saying, Jesus, she has the right covering. She has the right covering. Yes, the tiger was able to attack her, but the tiger was not able to win because of her covering. See, tigers, they go directly for your neck area. And what the tiger wasn't seeing that I was now able to see was that bear was covered by her fur. So the more that the tiger attacked the bear, the more he was getting nothing but hair. He was able to make little dents here and there, but he wasn't able to take her out. See, many of you, you don't think about the right covering that you have. So you just lay down and you take it. You lay down and you just lay in defeat and you say, woe is me. I'm here to tell you that you have the right covering. You just have to tap into, you have to use that key and realize what covering you need at that moment. See, the way God operates, he has different levels of covering. See, he gives you peace. He gives you strength. He gives you ending and closure and wisdom. What covering are you seeking right now? In the midst of your battle, what covering are you seeking right now? All my listeners, I want you to think about you're in the fight of your life. I want you to picture yourself as this bear. I want you to picture yourself as this bear and see that the world is attacking you, much like that lion. And I have to ask the question, are you going to lay down and take whatever the world gives you? Or are you going to fight? Are you going to fight? See, a lot of us, see, I can go on a scientific and medical stance of it and say, if you look at your eyes, my viewers that's looking at me right now, you see your eyebrows and your eyelashes, they're there to protect your eyes from all types of foreign objects and debris and little things that may attack your body. Your eyelashes and your eyebrows and the hair on your body is there to protect you. A lot of times we don't understand this. A lot of times we just think, oh, I want to pluck those. I want to remove these things. But you don't understand that you're removing a covering. And the danger that you're going into when you start operating out from under your covering. See, the bear, she could have shaved all her hair off because, you know, the hair is very heavy. When you have a lot of hair, see, I got braids in my hair, and many of my women listeners that get box braids, you know, they're heavy. So that bear found herself with a covering on her that could have been really, really heavy. And many times when you have something heavy in your life, when you have something heavy in your life, you just want to give up because it's so heavy. It's weighing on your shoulders so much where you go, look, I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can fight my way through this, Father. I don't think I can do this. But I'm here to tell you, if you understand the importance of the right covering, if you understand that you are protected and you are shielded at all times from things seen and unseen, then you have to understand that you are covered, that you are covered. You can make it through. I don't know who's listening to me right now, but many of you are facing a lot in life. You feel that everything has been thrown at you. You've had the pots, the pans, the forks, the spoons, everything been thrown at you but the kitchen sink. But I want you to picture yourself as being inside of a bubble. And even though everything is coming against you right now, you still are here for a reason. And the reason is simply this. You're covered. You're covered. You're covered. I remember reading the other day as I was teaching this to my ministry, which is I Am Good Seed. I Am Good Seed. If you're on Facebook, actually, you can type in I Am Good Seed and you will find my page with my picture, so you'll know that it's me. And as I was teaching this, I was reading something. And as I was reading it, it was simply talking about going through life, going through different things, and you get to the point where you say, God, is there anyone? Is there anyone willing to stand in agreement with me? Is there anyone willing to come by my side and help me? And I'm here to tell somebody that's asking that question, because I've been in your seat. I've been in your shoes and I asked the question myself. And I'm here to tell you that there is someone. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. So I want to read to you quite quickly Psalms 91 verse 3. And I may paraphrase just a little bit for time. For he will deliver you from the snare of the flower. I say it wrong all the time, but hey. And from the deadly pestilence. When I read that, what it is simply telling me is that, yes, I'm going to go through some things. Life is going to happen just like that bear. Here goes the enemy attacking me. But do I just give up, or do I understand what is inside of me? Do I understand what is covering me? See, when you go a little further, it simply says, then he will cover you, and under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. I'm going to read that again. It says, then he. So you have to understand who's covering you. See, in that moment, that bear was being attacked, but that fur that was covering her, that heavy fur that was covering her, was nothing but the hand of God. Nothing but the hand of God. So as she was fighting, she understood Psalms 91:4 saying, he will cover me, and under his wings shall I find trust and refuge. His truth and his faithfulness will shield me in this battle right now. And I'm praying that God meets you where you are. Meets you where you are and gives you that encounter and shows you that he's covering you. Just like that bear, you're in the fight of your life right now. You're in the fight of your life right now, but you're covered. You're covered. You're covered. For we're all going to go through something. We're all going to face things. Me, myself, I'm not exempt from it either. I face things on a day-to-day basis, but I'm covered. The enemy is always working. The enemy is always working. But when you are constantly depositing faith into your account, when you're always staying in your word and you're depending on him and you're not allowing the enemy to take control over you, you understand that you still can stand. See, just coming here today, the enemy was working hard. And I had to say, devil, you're a liar. For the things that you say that I am, I know that I'm not. For the things that you say that I'm not, I know that I am. You always have to think opposite of what the enemy is telling you. See, in that battle, that bear could have said, well, you know what? The tiger is known as the best warrior. If you research and do some research about the tiger, it's known as the best warrior. In that moment, what that bear could have did was said, look, I give up. Baby, I'm going to fight this fight for you. I'm going to take this L for you. I just want you to go run and hide. But what would that have been teaching her cub? Many of you have children watching you. And if you don't have children of your own, you have that neighborhood child that follows you and looks up to you. You have that child in the church that looks up to you and wants to be just like you. But if you lay down every time life gets heavy and you never respect the right covering, you never expect God to show up and show out in your life, then what are you teaching the next generation? What are you teaching the next generation? See, I couldn't allow myself. I have three little cubs. And as Mama Bear, I know what it's like to hear the cry of my child when they're in danger. Even when they found themselves in danger from things that they put themselves in. I know what it's like to hear that cry. I know what it's like to hear that cry. And when that happens, I know what it's like to now have the fight of my life. Because I have to cover my child at that moment. Like I said earlier, it's time that we see God as the covering. We have to see God as the covering. He's asking for us to see him as the covering. Stop just depending on you. Stop thinking that your money is going to cover you. It's not going to happen. Your money is not going to do the trick for you. You have to come into direct alignment with Christ and build that relationship for yourself. So then when things start to happen in your life, you are able to have the Father just step on in. You're able to say, look, I got this covering over me where nothing you throw at me will prosper. For the word says that no weapon formed shall prosper. A lot of times we quote that, but we really don't take it to heart and realize what God is saying to us in that moment is, I am covering you, for I am the cover. I am the security. And I have to ask many of you, are you living in the security of God's protection? Or are you just going out here picking up guns or doing other things and doing whatever you want to do? It's time that we stop getting in our own way. See, many of us, we don't realize the God that's inside of us. And God is saying, yoo-hoo, I'm on the bleacher. I'm just waiting for you to step aside and allow me to enter the ring. Allow me to get on the basketball court and shoot with you. Allow me to fight for you. Only I know what I created you to do. Only I know what I created this world for. So if you allow me to maneuver you the right way, I can show you what covering you have. I can show you who and whose you are. I can show you that I created you just for a time as this. See, that bear was created just for a time as that. See, that cub can be like many of us saying, Ma, go ahead. What you following me for? I'm just going to the mall with my friends. But here was that mama bear saying, no, baby, I'm gonna follow you. See, when I watched that video, you had the cub up ahead and then you had the mother bear following closely, much like the father. He never walks away from us, even though we find ourselves in unseen and unfamiliar territory and situations where we feel like we can't see him. We can't pinpoint him. We cannot feel him, but he's always right there. So as he's following us and as he's doing different things, he's saying, look, baby, I got you. See, I'm gonna cover you. That's what that bear was doing in that moment. Not only was her fur covering her and protecting her, and her fur was the great I am, her fur was actually our creator himself. See, when I'm in awe of God, I'm in awe of God because I look at the way, see, I'm an artist and I draw. So I could just imagine God in those 7 days when he was creating the earth. When he was creating the earth, when he was creating the bear, he said, look, she's going to have a lot of hair. Okay, my sons and my daughters, they may not have as much hair, but you know, the guy is going to have more hair on the chest, and the woman, she may have hair on her arms, but she may not have that much. But I could just imagine seeing him saying, see, my bear needed to have just the right amount of hair on her body so when attacks happen, they won't be able to penetrate. They won't be able to take her out. See, that tiger thought, see, I see her as one way, weak, because I feel like I'm the great I am. But he didn't know what was inside of her. He didn't know what was covering her. He just saw it as some soft fur that he could get through. But every time he attacked, and it's like many of us in the world, we feel like the enemy is going to keep attacking. I'm here to tell you, yes, the enemy is going to keep attacking you. But if you get yourself under the right covering, you will always be protected. You will always be protected. See, me, and I want to tell a quick testimony. I want to tell a quick testimony in the time that I have remaining so I can show you how this relates to my real life. The reason why when I saw that video, only thing I could do was begin to cry and run around in my house and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your covering, because me, myself, being a millennial, thinking that I knew it all, I had found myself in many situations where I just thought I was going out to have fun with friends. You know, I was going to chill in the hood because, you know, it's fun in the hood late at night. Because in the area which I was raised, it was quiet. Nothing happened over there. I was protected.
So I wanted to go out and learn for myself. And I had put myself in situations time after time after time. And what began to happen while I found myself in these situations was simply the enemy would show up where I was. And he said, this is the time I can take her out right now. And it's been plenty of times that gunfire would set off in the back of my vehicle. Gunfire would set off right on the corner that I just was standing on. But the Holy Spirit told me to walk up the block. I didn't know why I was walking up the block. And I say, but my friend right there, like, I don't want to leave her. And he'll say, I need you to go up the street for a second. And I remember the last time I was in a situation like that, it actually was just last year, because I thought I knew it all. I had recommitted myself to Christ and I had begun to walk this journey, but I felt a little alone on this journey. So I found myself wanting friends. And when I say I wanted friends so bad, I was clinging to any and everyone that would accept me, and they would bring me around their world and into their darkness. And I would sit in a bar where I would go. I would sit in a bar. See, and I got a loving husband. And if you know anything about me, then you know that I've been married now for 4 years. So I do want to take the time out and say, I love you, honey, and thank you for allowing me to do this, because I do understand the covering in which I am under. So to Reverend George David Riley, thank you for covering me. Father God, thank you for taking me from his rib and creating me. So as I was out there, my husband knew I was out there, and it was very amazing to me. I have a wise counsel, and that wise counsel texts me. She texts me at exactly 10:55 at night. And I had just got out there, and I knew I didn't belong there. And it was getting very, very evident to me more and more and more. I see my brother watching me right now. Hi, Tyrese Green. I love you so much. I love you so much. But most importantly, God loves you. So as I'm out there and I'm looking around and I'm in this bar, how many of you know that when you understand that you are a spirit, that you're able to test the other spirit around you? And also, like, God sees you as spirit. God understands the spirit that you have. The enemy also understands who you are. So in that moment, I found myself in the bar and I'm sitting there and I got my drink and I swear I'm cute and I'm enjoying myself with friends. But as I begin to look past the flesh and see people for who they really was, I was looking past the covering that was happening with them. And I understood that they were nothing but spirits as well. And they were looking back at me and letting me know I did not belong, but I fought it. And even though God was using them to tell me I did not belong there, I didn't believe it. So I still sat there and I partied with them. So about, I say, an hour later, a black car appeared. And that's when the Holy Spirit told me, Kersha, I'm gonna cover you right now. I need you to go up the block. I need you to go up the block and stay up there for a second. And when he did that, the guns came out and someone actually got hit on that same corner that I just was standing on. So I understood in that moment my covering, and I woke up. I woke up and I never turned back. So as I close, I just want you all to understand the importance of the right covering. God bless you. God bless you.
Bella Physical Therapy, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey, featuring one-on-one care. Bella Physical Therapy can help treat your orthopedic and sports injuries, chronic pain, men's health conditions, and women's health conditions. Also, treating headaches and tinnitus and vestibular disorders. It's easy to set up an appointment. Visit www.bella-pt.com or call 201-791-0008. That's 201-791-0008. You owe it to yourself to stop living in pain. Start the road to recovery. Call Bella Physical Therapy today. Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate different work shifts. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Wayne Ford. If you are looking for a certified, used, or new vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer. Featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the tri-state area, Wayne Ford has been proudly serving the community for over 50 years. Conveniently located 1/4 mile from the Willowbrook Mall on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey, contact Wayne Ford today. Call free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. Kale Orthopedic Center, featuring high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for New Jersey's finest. Every day you put your body at risk, and Kale Orthopedic is here to help you. Contact Kale Orthopedic at 201-447-3880. That's 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're tired of sleeping alone each night, contact Dr. Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is New Jersey's law enforcement professional's preferred sleep apnea doctor. With the use of a custom-fitted oral device, you can now look forward to a restful night's sleep. Contact Dr. Doblin, featuring two convenient locations in Fairlawn and Trenton, New Jersey. Call 201-396-9338 or visit athomesleepsolutions.com. City Health Pharmacy, located at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey. Come and experience why thousands of your neighbors choose City Health Pharmacy each and every month. City Health Pharmacy is a proud supporter of the men and women of New Jersey law enforcement, their families, and friends. Visit City Health Pharmacy today at 23 Court Street in Newark, New Jersey, or call 862-772-0442. That's 862-772-0442. When shopping for a new vehicle, look no further than Lester Glenn Auto Group. Why Lester Glenn? Because there's no middleman and no bait and switch tactics. Just supplier pricing for all police, EMTs, military, firefighters, nurses, and teachers. Active or retired with proper ID. Contact John Stetz today at Lester Glenn Auto Group, 732-228-1338. That number again, 732-228-1338. John Stetz at Lester Glenn Auto Group, a proud sponsor of Blue World Uncensored and NJ Blue Now. If you're looking for the widest variety of programming, diverse, uncensored, opinionated, you found it. DDVRadio.com is the place to be, with programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, Curtain Call, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the preferred radio network of NJ Blue Now.